Cambridge 105 Radio.
All right, it's 22 minutes before three, and my guest for this afternoon has joined me in the studio. It's Andy Kent. A very good afternoon to you, Andy.
And good afternoon to everybody out there.
Yeah, now, it's, I've only met you for a few minutes, and already you think, hang on a minute, I don't think we're going to have long enough. I think we're going to need to talk to you for quite a while. You've written a book. The book is called White Light.
Yes,
and Tanya Verdonk, who we both know, who introduced me to you, said this is the man who's died more times than I know. And so tell me a little bit about your story. Tell me right back to the start. What is the story? It sounds like you've got quite a life journey that you've been down.
It is quite a life journey, and really and truly, you've got to pick up the book to find out about it. But to give you a little bit of an insight, it started from birth. I was a prem baby. Right. Then it went on to when I was 13, I had a really rough time, which told me that I was never going to be a father.
Oh, crikey.
And so that sort of put a kibosh on it. By the age of 18, I had a severe kidney infection that they gave me 2 years to live. Along came my wife.
Right.
And between us, we changed things. Obviously, having a good lady beside you helps. And for goodness sake, I'm still here now.
I was going to say, forgive me, but you don't look like you're in your early 20s.
I'd like to think I am.
Okie dokie. So you've been, at the age of 18, you're given 2 years to live.
Yeah.
But that is by no means the story, is it?
No.
It's not okay, and along came my wife and I've survived that. The story's been going on and on, hasn't it?
The story goes on for another 40 years. When I was 24, I was struck by my first cerebral hemorrhage. Cerebral hemorrhage is a bleed in the brain.
Right.
You bash yourself, you get a bruise. You bash your brain and it explodes because it's got nowhere to go.
Right.
And in doing so, it put me in a coma. It had some consequences, affected my right side quite badly. But eventually, I got out of there after a few scares for my good lady. Hospital ringing her, telling her she ought to make her trek down to say goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. How long were you in the coma for?
6 weeks.
Oh, crikey.
I'm still here, and I'm here for a reason, is the way I look at it. Him upstairs clearly didn't want a good mechanic.
Is that right?
And him downstairs said, sod off, he's too good.
Yes, indeed. So you'd had this first one, you got away, you got out, you recovered from that, and you were actually trying to forge a normal life, yeah?
Yeah, I did a walk from Land's End to Kilcardi via London, right. Which was 700-odd miles along the way. That was a year after the hemorrhage, to prove to people and to prove to myself that, hey, as much as it's a life-hitting and... Mm. Life-changing episode, my life has changed and I'm moving forward.
But you're going to pick up from where you left off and carry on?
And carry on and do what needs to be done.
Okay.
It was great. My children came along.
These are the children that at the age of 13 you were told you couldn't have?
Couldn't have. when my son was born, I feel sorry for my good lady because I made her feel as if she'd been playing the dirty on me.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
But... they're two great children. My daughter was born 2 years later, and they're gold.
Yeah.
If you like.
Well, especially if they're never meant to be, you know, on paper, not going to, and you're never going to get those.
We weren't expecting them, and then to have two children, and two beautiful children that work very hard with us. They're now in their 40s. You know, our daughter suffers a bit, but she produced our first grandchild nearly 2 years ago.
My
and
goodness.
That was, he's a little angel as well. You know, she was told that she wouldn't be able to have children.
Hopefully she took that with a pinch of salt, given what happened to you.
She took it with a pinch of salt and said, well, if Dad can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
And that's been our attitude. As a family, our attitude's been, you know, let's take it with a pinch of salt and let's make things happen.
Right. That sounds like a positive.
Yeah.
But that's still not the end of the story.
No, there's a lot of ups and downs along the way, and the book tells them as they go, but it keeps on rolling every day as we live every day as if it's our last, and then that way we get as much out of it as we possibly can.
I was going to say, it just sounds like you've been told the secret that the rest of us have yet to learn, is that every day could be your last, and you never do know when it's...
Well, the title of the book, White Light, comes from being in that position of seeing the white light.
And that was going to be one of my questions, because let's just quickly mop up. This wasn't just... You haven't just had the one brain hemorrhage either.
No. I've had four in total.
Good Lord.
Two of them were devastating and had effect on my body. The other two were only fairly small and weren't noted until the fourth one happened.
Oh, right.
Because there was quite a wide span between them happening, but when the fourth one had, they did another cerebral scan, and that's where they could see the four dead areas of my brain.
Good Lord.
And the final one really took its punch on my right side.
And that's what's put you... put you into a wheelchair. Yeah. Well, into one of these electric chairs, which, as I say, is quite a gadget you've got here.
I'm a Mr. Gadget man.
You sound like it. So let's just come back on this subject of the white light then, because there's a man who's been there.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Well, from my point of view, it goes back to the first hemorrhage. I can recall being taken down to theatre for what was supposed to be an exploratory operation to find out what was going on. I can remember partially waking up when I got back to the ward, but you've got all of this activity around you.
Mm.
And all I could see was myself.
Oh!
Looking down on myself and saying, well, you know, you've had a good life.
Looking down on yourself.
You've lived longer than you thought.
So, we hear these stories time and again.
Yeah.
And you've seen it.
And then from there, as you fade, that's the white light. And that's when I apparently went into the coma.
My goodness. The coming back, or I suppose because you came back into a coma, it's sort of 6 weeks later before...
Yeah, 6 weeks later, I woke up, and apparently I sat up in bed and said, where's me cornflakes? In a very garbled sort of way, because I couldn't speak.
Mm.
I'd lost the power of speech at that time. I talked through the bottom of a bottle, basically.
Right.
But they said I woke up and wanted food. And that is apparently one of the best signs that they could have had.
How excellent.
Because it proved that my body could register that I had no solids in it for quite a period of time.
Goodness me. Now, have you you've been into subsequent comas and you have died more than once, is that right? I'm a bit worried that I'm sort of here on my own this afternoon.
I am not going
down. You're feeling all right. Have you come across it? Has the same thing repeated itself?
Well, it repeated itself whilst I was in Maida Vale after the first hit. And that was when it was three times whilst I was in there, my wife was actually rung. On the third time, when they rang her, she turned around and said, well, OK, I'm going to go pick up the kids from school, I'm going to finish the cooking, I'm going to put the washing out, and before she left to come into London.
Right.
At the time, we lived in Rickmansworth, and Rickmansworth to London is no easy trek.
No, it isn't.
Especially driving, as she did. And that was... her way of saying, well, I know full well.
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere.
No, he's not finished yet. And that's true. But did that whole white light thing repeat itself as well, or has it just been the once?
It was just the once. And if it did happen again, I don't recall it.
You don't remember. Yeah.
I do have memory challenges with names. Names are my biggest issue. I can remember faces, but I have a challenge with remembering names, as a lot of our customers will know.
Oh, yes, and I was going to say, you're not alone on that one. So you've set up Andy's Cars, and that's...
Yes.
Tell us the story behind that. What's that all about?
Well, Andy's Cars came about, 18 years ago, after building a business fairly close for some other people after it was starting to fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Got sold out from underneath us. And I was told basically that I was redundant. I was surplus to requirements, as we do.
We've all had that, yeah.
When you're managing somebody else's business. And so I said, right, OK, I'm going to go around the corner and set up. That's exactly what I did and haven't looked back. But I set it up on the basis that it was for people that were challenged.
Right.
People that don't get the same opportunities in life. Because it was a challenge to keep working.
I can imagine.
Going through all of the aggravation with your body,
yeah.
And you build yourself up only to get kicked down. And then this is the longest time I've ever been employed, and his cars. And that's what I wanted to be able to offer others, was the opportunity to not have the pressure of here today, gone tomorrow.
Sure.
But to be able to take a wage home. Yeah. They might only do 4 hours a day, but they're taking a wage home. They have a job.
Mm. That's when you, especially if you are challenged, it's getting your mental attitude right, isn't it? That's otherwise
and getting
it's just
into a pattern of getting up and going and doing something. Whether you walk on your hands, on your knees, you know, it doesn't matter. It's how you do it and why you're doing it. And you do it for yourself. At the end of the day, you've got to do it for yourself, because no other will help you.
Sure, sure, you're absolutely right on that.
If you want to cross that road, you've got to go to that curb and show people that you want to cross the road. The cars won't just stop for you if you're standing 3 foot off the curb. They'll think you're just standing off the curb, yeah? So why in life do you sit at home
waiting for things to happen, waiting for things to come to you
when you've got to get out there and do it? And that's how I've always been and how I'll always be. Whilst I can, I will. Whether it means eating with a spoon or eating with a fork.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
As long as you eat.
As long as you eat.
So Andy's Cars itself, that's a garage?
It's a garage primarily, yes.
And what is it you do there? Cause
it's normal servicing and MOTs, but it's with a difference. We also design and convert motor vehicles for people that are challenged in one way or another.
Right.
So that could be somebody with no arms or somebody with no legs. It could be somebody that has no arms and no legs. It is possible for them to drive.
My goodness.
In this day and age, there is equipment out there that...
Yeah, we're getting almost autonomous cars, aren't we? Yeah,
it won't be long and the cars will be taking us there. The cars are there. The technology is there. It's just that nobody trusts it at the moment. Somebody's going to have to trust it eventually to give it a go. And I'm a gadget man. My family will tell you. I love gadgets. Probably because I've had to rely on
gadgets. Well, I was going to say, if you're in a chair, presumably this modern technology that some of us find such a bind actually is
very good for me.
For somebody like you, is really a treat. So what have been the things that have really surprised you that you can do that you never thought you'd be able to do again?
Swim.
Right.
As sad as it is, I used to enjoy swimming a lot. But when I had my first hemorrhage, I couldn't work out how to move in the pool, because I only had one half of my body moving. But then I realised that if I taped my legs together, I could swim like a dolphin.
Ah.
And that changed everything. I could go scuba diving again.
Oh, my goodness.
And all sorts. And that was something that I enjoyed doing. So that was a change. Other things, being able to diagnose something just from somebody talking to you, have the knowledge of a vehicle to be able to say, well, yeah, okay, that's probably that, and then going and proving that it is. Being able to prove that it is, you know, being able to impart that knowledge onto others so that they can do it too. Because I'm not going to be here forever.
So do you do that within Andy's Cars? You're saying about the people you have working with you. It's also a training ground. Stuff, so you're passing your knowledge on.
Passing it on. Eventually, I'm hoping that my children will take the garage off me. I'm sure that they want to. They'd love to kick me out.
So what about family and friends? Because, I mean, it's a heck of a journey for the person sat in the chair. And it's lovely to see you here today. And it looks to me like you've kind of found your place in the world. You seem quite happy with your lot. Yeah, and as you say, you know, every day you treat it like it could be your last. Well, that's no bad attitude, really, is it? What about the people around you, though?
The person that suffers the most is my good lady, Jan. Without her, I probably wouldn't be here where I am today, because I wouldn't have had the belief. And the fight in me to get what I wanted out of life. My children, they've suffered along the way. They haven't had all of the good things. In the old days, it was the Nintendo and what have you.
Sure.
Today, it's the Xbox and what have you. But when they haven't got money, they understand it now. And they know that they have to work for their money. it won't be handed to them on a plate. So it's been tough on them. And now with their partners and our grandchildren. But I'm hoping that the garage will give them some solace and a way forward.
And of course, whereabouts is the garage? Sorry, that's
the garage is in Bar Hill.
Right.
Yeah, it's just round the back of Tesco's.
I know it well.
Yeah. Opposite a well-known exhaust and tyre company.
Mm-hmm.
So we're easy to find. You can find our website quite easily as well. www.andyscars.
With a K?
Andys-cars.
And cars with a K.
A kicking K. .co.uk.
Andys-cars.co.uk.
That's it. And it's... We are a family-run business. We have other people there that are very good as well on their parts of the job. And I can honestly say 80% of our staff have a challenge of one thing or another.
Well, let's talk about the book just briefly, because I'm conscious that we're heading up towards the news. What caused you? How did you get persuaded to write it? I mean, it is a great story, but I mean, how did you get persuaded to write it?
Initially, I started the book after my first cerebral hemorrhage because I wanted to leave my children something to follow up and something to know their father, because my daughter was 2 years old, my son was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want them to forget me. And then after about 6 months and I got into doing the walk from Land's End to John O' Groats, it became second. It didn't need to happen because I could see that in actual fact, I can take this on.
Right.
I can make this work. And then 3 years, 4 years ago, 4 years ago when I had the last hemorrhage, after about a year, I knew that this one had taken its toll on me. And I got in contact with a lovely lady called Alison Flowers, and she helped me to put it together. It came about because people kept saying to me, Andy, you need to put your story on paper.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you put it down a few years ago. Good job you didn't finish it then, because actually the story was still
going.
And you've printed it out now, and to my mind, there's probably a volume two coming along here, because it doesn't sound to me like you're quite finished yet. It covers all the stories, like Andy's cars is all in here, and there's some lovely colour pictures. How can people get a hold of a copy of the book?
Well, the book can be either picked up from Andy's Cars,
right.
We have a stock of them there, or they can go onto Amazon, look up White Light by Andy Kent, K-E-N-T, and you'll find it on Amazon. It's $14.99, and the money is being reinvested into other people.
Let's go back into
the people that we're teaching.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Andy, it's been lovely to meet you this afternoon. That book again,
thanks
as I say,
very much for the opportunity.
It's White Light by Andy Kent. You can get it from Andy's Cars at Bar Hill, and if you want to find out about them, andys-cars.co.uk, cars spelt with a letter K, or you can get it on Amazon.